back. It's the most of the most chicks.
Ready. It's your guy, Gugu, you know, we're just chilling, you know?
Hi guys, it's Pinache, your girl.
Hey, it's your girl, KCG here.
Oh my god. And, don't take this seriously.
And we have a very special guest.
It's your boy, guest host, Pote.
You don't guest host a show.
Yeah, you just like guest.
Oh yeah.
We were just playing jokes. We were really just playing jokes.
It's your boy Chiggs.
It's Gugu here to prove you wrong in a politically correct fashion, as mentioned earlier.
Tis Pinache.
It's Kim with KCG here. What's good, babes?
And special not guest host. Damn it, you got me saying
He's a special guest, Tinashe Pote.
Otherwise known as Pote. Guys, you know, I actually forgot his name was Tinashe.
Like, his only name is Pote.
Pote!
Do you know how weird it's so weird when I have to call you Tinashe in front of my mom. It's like...
Yeah, dude, like so many people have to tell their like parents, oh, this is Tinashe, hey. Oh.
Yeah, so basically so many people have to go...
Can you stop being in a sedentary manner and like...
You have to speak into it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's good, fam? Okay, well, so what's the first topic? Shiggy, lead us off.
Oh, okay.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what
was happening, guys? What's happening?
I mean, it was a dark week last week, but like, you get out of it and like... You learn life lessons and all that kind of stuff. So that's what's...
The world's on fire and I...
Oh, yes. I actually tweeted something and so many people related to it. I was really sad. I was like, the world's ending and I haven't met my soulmate. Hectic. Yeah. I don't think I haven't met him. I think I've met him, but he doesn't know yet.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Pinache, you doing good? You feeling great?
I'm well. I'm severely sleep deprived, but well, nonetheless.
Guys, she wakes up at 2 in the morning to tweet.
I don't wake up to tweet.
She's still up to tweet. Like, she only replies me, like, I talk to her, like, during the day, and she'll reply me, like, at midnight, and I'm like, okay. I'm like...
It's like, in a different time.
She's like a replying werewolf, if you will.
Can I tell you what? Like, during the waking hours of the day, I don't have notifications on my phone. Like, that's just a rule. Not really a rule, but something that I established during A-levels and haven't kicked. So... I will be like on TikTok for like 8 hours of the day, and then in the evening I'll be like, oh, okay, wait, hold on, there are people I am friends with who I should be communicating with.
Then I go on WhatsApp.
TikTok.
What are you feeling good?
Oh yeah, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
For all you vapors out there, Pote is one of your club.
Right.
He's in your club.
Thing
club
is.
Club members.
I feel sorry for every vape out there because at one point you stop feeling a high and then it just becomes a habit.
Guys,
I have someone said on Twitter, like, everyone's like, this coronavirus affects all the old people, and they're like, what about those people who vape? Like, your lungs are probably trapped.
Bruh.
I was like, this would be half the. Oh no, 3/4 of the boys of the 4 hours, and will probably be. Of
Yay! Yay!
I don't wish anything upon you. Much love. Mwah!
That is true. I won't even lie.
This down.
Wow. We just staged a successful intervention. Go us.
Yes. Wow.
So guys, this whole race thing, like, what the fuck?
Like, they did this, like, this
kind of... It's a middle-aged man. Like, what the fuck? 45? 45? What? What?
What really broke my heart is that, like, I got paid for the first time ever recently in RTGS, and just, I couldn't withdraw, so day by day, I just saw decrease in value exponentially.
Yeah.
Nah,
it was so sad.
I'm disappointed.
I mean, honestly, it becomes harder and harder to be a Zimbabwean every day. Like, obviously,
no cap.
We are speaking from the perspective of teenagers.
Privileged ones at that.
Yeah, very privileged teenagers. But literally there are people whose salaries aren't changing, who are still being paid, like, what was the initial set thing, 250 bond a month?
Dollars, back then it was dollars.
No, when the after the rate changed.
Oh, they changed it.
Yeah.
It was 250 bonds.
And this was when the rate was at
1 to 10.
Oh, it's not 1 to 10. Okay, so $20 a month. And these same people are making less than $5 now because...
you know,
hectic. I actually don't blame, like, you know, like when you go get like your passport done or your ID done and then everyone wants to be paid. You understand why.
Yeah.
It's because they're not being paid, like, in general.
Except nobody's getting their passports done anymore.
Yeah, like, I saw, like,
No, you have to pay, like, general
funds. It wasn't really a funny tweet. It was just very profound. It's like, what is the bond backed up by? And I think...
Someone said just vibes.
Just vibes. Like,
oh, yeah, remember that, bro.
Yeah. I said, what?
When bonds are dying, so is the race. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's just vibes, bro.
That was the littest thing I ever read.
But, yeah, it's just... It's quite mad. Did you guys see this whole thing about, like, I don't know, I woke up and then everyone was like, Oprah's being arrested.
What?
But it wasn't really real. Yeah, it was like, someone made this, like, conspiracy theory saying that the whole coronavirus thing is just a cover up because so many of these world leaders have been, like, you know, put down for pedophilic crimes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they've been for... money laundering, all these like financial crimes, and I was just like,
so
this
what coronavirus
time.
Is like,
this wasn't really that time,
way too much time,
and like so many people were believing it. I was like, yo, I thought you'd know by now, like Twitter University, like you have to verify.
Yeah,
no, 100%, you know? Dude, Twitter University guys.
Yeah, I saw this joke, Hansi, we're all a part of Twitter State University, right? Then someone's like, it's definitely an HBCU. I died. If you don't know, that's a historically black college or university in America.
Keep it real, no, my favorite
black
thing
Twitter.
That I saw
yeah,
recently...
Yeah, black Twitter.
Black Twitter.
Dude,
/ black Twitter.
Everybody. One of my friends is like, guys, don't worry. You can beat the coronavirus because it stays in your lungs. And if you gargle with salt or vinegar, you're cured. And
oh,
I'm just like...
No.
Bruh, it's the lack of education.
We did bio together.
Someone who's an
A-level
person.
No. Was it that
person?
Oh, my
God. No, because last week, that person... Did you bleep out that person, by the way?
Yeah,
better.
Yeah.
Oh,
we bleeped
shit.
Up bleep.
Cuckoo, you...
We bleeped up bleep, so yeah.
Okay,
yeah, we bleeped it out.
How we would have all been...
Pony.
Yeah,
guys.
Especially because I'm going to be staying in the same city.
Pote.
So.
Oh, Pote. In our bio class, ours, remember the anti-vaxxer?
The anti-vaxxer. No, is it a guy or a girl?
I'm not going to say.
Oh!
Was the quintessential
anti-vaxxer.
Yo.
Yeah, okay.
Bro,
anyways, back onto the point.
Can you be, though? Like,
back onto the point, guys. I want to about our president. Genius can
ignorance is the way.
Jinimbi, guys.
No, but if he's our president, can you please contribute to the economy instead of like taking it away? By,
nah, he's like, you know, so he's like our so Zim Celeb, you know, president. You know,
yeah.
We...
But can we also talk about like,
leader of the
okay,
coalition.
With Jinimbi, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate he came from the ghetto. He did whatever he had to do. Bear in mind, I don't have. This is a personal view. I just wish that like people who had influence and money like that would actually do something to change things.
Yeah.
Instead of just enjoy. I may know how he got his stacks, but you know, I'm just saying it.
Through completely legal
sometimes
means.
Sometimes the means of getting your stacks will affect how you,
spend your
approach
stacks.
It. Yes,
yeah.
Spend and approach political issues particularly.
Yeah.
If you look at someone like Strive Masiwa, who I'd like to think for the most part has got his money in a legitimate way. Like
yeah.
He's actually worked and set up systems to legitimately earn his money.
I think he's
even
our president,
though,
low key.
Even though ego cash looks
can...
himself on the daily.
Bro, if you control the data, but
it's still.
You control the world.
Control,
it's still
you
a
can,
legal
can,
means, and
yeah.
That's why he can have the political influence that he has. Like, if he really wants to, like, mess with the government, he just has to switch off.
Do you remember that
thing.
Day Eco Cash was down? Yo,
bro,
guys.
That's
that
in December.
I died. That
after
day
they
I
said
trembling,
updates,
bro.
They were just updates. I'm like, the whole economy is gonna go down. Because
yeah.
Most of us, okay, we have cars and stuff, but Eco Cash is, like, the easiest way just to, like, send,
right,
you know, whatever. And, like, around the world, people are like, this is so, like, I don't know how to say it, like, forward thinking. In
yeah.
The sense that... Most countries, they're trying to go paperless. We've
yeah.
had to go paperless because you don't
out
have any money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 And it's a beautiful system that you created. I mean, the charges are a little bit...
I think,
you know,
yeah,
I think
this is
but,
like
yeah.
how we look at a monopoly state. That's what Zimbabwe is.
And people were actually accusing Strive of having a monopoly, but I'm like, the government doesn't allow for any other competitors to come into the
yeah,
game. Strive had to fight, eh?
There's Telecash in one.
He had to
budget.
Strive for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
as
you
was,
for taking
Google.
Yeah, as I was saying, like,
he's a real host.
We have eCash and One Wallet, and like, no one really uses Telecel and
yeah.
One. So,
I mean, if the government can get more people into it, then...
Unless they can try cross-platforming, it make a lot of things.
But then you know our government. Our government always wants money on the side. So it's like... So how are you supposed to change the country? You want us to change the country, but the systems that you've put in place are just... It's easily corruptible. You know what I'm saying?
I was not the one elected to like run this country. You were so run.
Oh no, that urn was. I think it's someone said it's like part of it was just part of his bucket list, and I was like,
yeah.
I want political.
But ED is just run by vibes. So.
Yo, yeah, ED is just run by vibes. He's just there for the day.
He's also
you know, running. There was this speech he was doing about coronavirus. Then he goes, "I'm such a magic girl, huh?" And you're like, "What?" And you're like, yes, B, because you took all our money away. What the fuck are you supposed to do?
Speaking of that, didn't one of our defense ministers say that coronavirus is a punishment?
Yeah,
I think she was listening to like Twitter. Sometimes, guys, being a part of Twitter State University, don't take everything so seriously. Sometimes it's just a joke. Like, no, it's literally. Really just a joke.
Be honest,
and you know what's so funny? Mm-hmm. The health minister... study fashion and fabrics, B. So what the fuck we supposed to do?
Like, guys, I swear, clout is running the country at this point. Like,
yeah, that's actually,
not even.
Because you quote that on the Twitter page. Clout is running this country.
Yeah.
Because that yeah, is the so deal. True.
Guys,
and so if true. You look at it, like these people that we are complaining about are coaching their children to do and be the exact same. So if we don't watch out, clout will continue running the country.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Yo.
That was a bit much.
Remember.
Offside.
Dude, I have a doctor friend, basically. He wanted to talk to me, ED, about, like, coronavirus and all that tish. Bruh, ED didn't pick up his phone, anything like that. Went through the secretary, didn't even pitch up. They were supposed to talk yesterday, now they're trying today.
How do you ghost a doctor?
No, bruh, he's ghost.
I was hearing a couple of weeks ago that... to go into these offices, you need to have a bag. They need to have no new data.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, like, easily corruptible practices. Like, I need money for this.
As much as these guys are corrupt, these guys are also tribalists. Like,
100%.
Like, as much as they don't want... Also, like, if you want to think about it, like, they're always given a face. It's always just a face they're given off to the people that... off to America, in fact. That ED is your strong man, you got everything on track.
No, he got everything because of his predecessor, let's be serious.
Yeah.
And because he stayed close to him. Anyway, let's stop talking about that and actually
I'm just hung up on the fact that he literally looked at a doctor like, new dispensation, who dis?
Yeah. Dude.
It wasn't okay, even back like to a... the topics, guys. Oh, guys, yeah. Guys, okay. We're not trying to die. Let's be serious.
So this is not only a special episode because the lovely Porte is here, but it may be our last recording before we all have to stay at home for the rest of
quarantine.
And with all these kids coming back from
university. But there's like this one person in particular, she's been complaining about like coming back home. And I'm like, just make the best of the situation.
You're back at cabins.
You don't want to hear about every time, you know, you've been complaining about that shit.
Dude, I say stay where you are if you're like from England or somewhere in Europe which has coronavirus. Yeah.
Just social distance wherever you are. Don't come up. Especially people coming from like really vulnerable places.
Yeah.
Please stay inside.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Anna and a quarantine vlog on Twitter.
But did you see all that drama? Like all these Zim Toy kids are fighting. Yeah, I was just like,
all for the tin.
No offense, I would expect if you've gone to like a first world country for uni, you've experienced like much better clubs. So why are you fighting?
Going for a restaurant, guys. Tin roof is called bucket bun. So like.
But like literally, they released a thing today though that was saying that like, thanks for loving us, but no thanks, we don't want you here. So it looks like people aren't going to be going to tinners this weekend.
Yeah. Tinners.
Sorry, the way that you guys talk about tin roof, I'm literally just thinking of like the chum bucket from SpongeBob.
Pretty much.
Oh my god, it actually is. It really is.
Like
someone was like, you can't call tin roof a club because it doesn't pay sections. I was like,
it doesn't pay sections.
I was like, what?
For tin roof is just this one open bar.
It's
a parking lot.
It's a restaurant, guys.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a pub.
It's a pub.
Yeah, it's a pub, yeah.
Where they search for the Krabby Patty secret force.
But anyway, like, in general, right, I can't believe that... So you know how, like, all these governments, especially, like, the states and stuff, they've always said that, like, they don't have enough money to become socialists.
Yeah.
But currently, in this pandemic, they have released $3.2 trillion US dollars.
Oh, oh.
So B, when you owe, like, if you're backward in your budget and you have that much money in your reserves, what the fuck's going on?
Just like, you know, Trump digs around the back.
Look
what I found between the couch seats.
So basically, the way why America's always in a deficit is because that deficit supports the world economy. So if they were to pay off that debt to the money, all that money they owe, everything is crash.
Okay. Oh. I never knew that. Thank you for educating
me. That's the reason why the way that
Who's correcting who now?
You mean like the stock market? Right?
Yeah.
No, but then in general, like the fact that some people, Trump was like, we're going to pay like $1,000 to everyone every day. But I hate, I just hate how he's so fucking racist. And it's like, he called it the Chinese virus. I'm like, B, do you know that coronavirus and SARS are actually pretty much interlinked?
Yeah.
And like coronavirus, this current one, is the fifth generation. The first and the second originated in America. So what are you trying to say?
What you
trying to say? So please tell me. This is what the fuck trying to say.
This is like when Germany convinced everybody that Hitler was like Austrian.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, anyway, it's just
like,
and Italy, damn, Italy's seen flames. But I feel people are not doing enough justice to show, like, Asian countries such as China, Vietnam, South Korea, like, how they're combating the disease.
Yeah,
China, like,
shut it down in a month.
Yeah.
In a month, guys.
They have free, like, they're like these shower kind of things, but you don't really get wet, like sanitizers.
Yeah.
It's like 90% of your body, and you just, like, they're in the streets, like, everywhere. You just go and spray and then you're done.
I mean,
yeah.
China is illegally selling harvested organs, but at least they got their help along.
Thank you, China.
Though you have a strong man as a president, shout out to you guys.
It's not a strong man as a president, it's the system.
No, he's a strong man.
Isn't China run by like businessmen basically though?
No, I'll explain it later. It's like history type terms. It's capitalist, but it's like it's also social, communist.
Yeah.
It's like half.
It's in Hong Kong,
it's called
capitalism.
It's called market socialism. Yeah. It's a history term, yeah.
Well, guys, we're so educated this podcast. I'm so proud of you.
Okay,
yes. Yes, Pana, you were saying something?
I learned more from here than I did at school.
I'm sorry. Forte, don't lose track, because education is fun.
So, yeah, basically, I was talking to this guy last week and I was telling him, like, how much I love to learn. Like, not in the sense, like, school was fun because I did subjects that I actually cared about and like subjects that impact people in real time and you learn about real life and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Makes you think about what you want to do in the future, eh?
Yes, I think everyone knows this. Everyone goes like, oh my gosh, you sound like such a lawyer. And yeah, that's basically what I want to do.
She's going to the Hague, baby.
Basically, I hope so. And I just want to make a difference in the world, but like, I also don't want to be known as just a lawyer. I have other like side hustles, passions that I'd really love to like invest in. I've already started one, KCG here on Instagram, if you haven't noticed. But that's literally what I want to do. And I know some people say like, it's really hard and stuff. And I think for most of us like who are about to go to uni and stuff, you really like wonder, do I really want to do this degree? I mean,
it's terrifying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you're like, do I really want to do this?
Even people who pass like their science subjects were really just like, yo,
do I really want to do this?
Do I have an? Porti, you're doing a science thing. What
oh yeah, Porti got like 4 A's or some shit like that.
Yeah. Else the chief.
It was God. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It was fucking God.
Oh, gosh. Porti, I think you're actually technically the most educated out of all of us.
No, I don't even believe that, dude. It's like educated in certain subjects, but everyone else would probably beat me in everything.
Oh, he's a little humble, guys.
See, I love people like this, not people like, I shall not mention names, who run up when they're called in assembly before their names are called. What the actual fuck, B?
And that's the tea.
Everyone who went to the school that we went to, you will know who this is.
Do you know what I've had?
You will know.
I've had.
Did you listen to this podcast?
She better not. So I had. I don't even want to call them friendships, but like relationships with people that were entirely based on them complaining. Dude, I can't believe I got a 98% on that test. I should have beaten so and so.
I hated it.
You know.
And you like quietly look at your 30% that you received on your chemistry test.
No, but guys, no, honestly, like, but what do you guys see for yourselves in the future?
Oh yeah, Porte, science man.
Oh, so I was like, dude, I'm actually kind of scared. Cause we're all like, scared. You know, you see that, oh, I want to do medicine, I want to do all this stuff at uni. Then you meet people who actually did it. And they're this one okay. guy, my God, his first point, yeah, dude, you'll be really depressed. I'm not going to lie to you. And I was like, okay, that's pretty bad. You know, I'll pull through it. And they cover about a chapter in a week, which is about 200 pages.
Yo!
Dude, I can't even study 100 pages in like 2 weeks.
Oh no, if you didn't, let you be first.
Bro!
All
we had was Z-notes.
Your first year particularly. Good luck.
Dude, I'm fucked.
No, so but I think you're gonna make a really great doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. You'd be so humorous to, like, yeah, to be around.
Like, can you just imagine, like, Porte in the operating theater, like, somebody's got a hammer, just like, Tish. This node needs to be reconnected.
Even like, damn, man, I didn't know it was this bad.
What specialty do you want to do?
I'm not actually sure about that. I'm thinking about looking at it at the end of my whole thing, because 7 years.
You got time.
You got time. You know, but I want to be that doctor that finishes surgery. It's like, hey, anybody seen my ring? Like, oh, bro.
And Chicks, what's up for the future for you? And like, why did you choose to go in that particular sect?
Anybody knows me knows that I want to make lots of money.
Yeah.
Chicks, you have ambition.
Yeah. But he wants to be that uncle.
But then higher powers, my mom particularly wants me.
Did you mean higher powers?
Yeah, higher powers.
Yes!
My first choke in a long time.
A very long time.
Sorry. Chicks, take this. Take the choking torch back. It's always for you, man. Get out.
So, my mom wants me to become a doctor, but I really just want to make a lot of money.
I mean,
and like, people who know me know that I've planned out companies in my mind, on paper, that can make it, but you know, that cha-ching, that capital investment, you know, that's just
what. It's rough to come by.
It's rough to come by.
Especially in Zimbabwe. Why am I singing again? I'm not in a musical. What the fuck?
What about you, Google?
Zimbabwe is just life on hard mode, in my opinion. What am I into? So I applied for film courses because, you know, I think we all watched Parasite, right?
Yeah.
And like, no, I didn't. Panache did full.
Watch Parasite.
If you haven't watched Parasite, watch it.
Oof, guys, it's a lot. It's so much.
It looks so good, but like the trailer, I did not understand a single bit of it.
Panache vowed never to watch it. But anyway, the main thing is like, people don't believe in education, and that's the sad fact of the matter, right? Like, I can give you statistics about why. Hating immigrants is bad, right? And people are like, I don't care.
They're taking out jobs.
Oh, good. It's NASCAR.
Geoclass. When all those... they were like, we don't support the foreigners coming into their land. Blah, 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 blah.
Like, guys.
We're the foreiners.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
So get out. Get out. You guys, this can be...
Wait, if we're bleeping things out. Some white people are like the friend that you show music to, and then they pretend they were the ones that found it and show it to other people.
Yes.
That's true.
You're not embarrassed. It's like you send them a meme, and then they send it on a group chat, and everyone else laughs, and you're
right?
Like, yeah. And you're sitting there, oh shit.
I'm not cutting that out, by the way.
Well, it's like that person on Twitter who copies your tweet with years more likes.
Yeah. Cough, cough.
Yo. So, anyway, careers.
Bruh.
So the thing is...
No, not
really. I remember when I was doing history, like when I was really young, and we talked about World War II. It didn't really connect until I read this book about like this little Jewish kid who got like escaped a concentration camp. That made a connection, right? So I think that film is going to be a very powerful way to like bridge gaps between us. So that's what I want to do.
But also, like, I watched this show. Sorry, this is the Netflix part. I'm coming a little bit early, I'm sorry. But they've got to have us. Mm-hmm. So it talks about the importance of having, like, African actors or black actors in, like, popular films and how they fought for that.
Guys,
it's a really,
Black Panther
really, it's only three episodes. It's really, really, like, educational, but, like, in a really good way. So, yeah.
So, David, Kanashi, what sends your heart flutter when you think of careers?
Okay, so it's really not really complicated, but it's an interesting way to get to what I want to do. So, I will be going to uni to study engineering, either civil or environmental or both. I'm not sure yet. I haven't made a decision. I don't have all my uni decisions yet.
And Thursday. Then,
huh?
Thursday?
Tonight and next week Thursday.
Oh, so my God.
Hectic.
But I want to study engineering, not to, like, I do want to be an engineer for a bit, and I want to go into research, particularly for water access and just water.
Yeah, color.
Bill Gates Foundation, if you're listening.
And then I want
if
to.
If you want to sponsor an episode, Billy.
I do. And then I want to go into, like, policy and stuff and hopefully somehow wind up in the UN.
Because we need more scientists doing
things. We need
things.
More people like Panache, like, actually have a good heart.
We just need more, yeah, just in general, not even in careers. We just need more Panache.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I want to see Panache on TV.
So I want to be a policymaker. I plan on doing stuff on, like, get maybe a master's in public policy with my engineering degree. Then maybe do a PhD in water access, maybe for a specific region or something. I don't know.
Cholera be
cold. And then I want to do, like, fun businessy stuff on the side, because, you know, you can't have one source of income. If you're a Zimbabwean, you know that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not safe.
Guys, I'm not even proud. I actually tried doing edit jobs on Reddit for chump change, just like $5 to remove a dog from a picture, like, please.
Can you actually remove this person from a picture?
Yeah.
Kim, is it that picture?
Which one?
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
The kitchen.
But anything you're worried about with that? Like, do you see any hurdles to overcome?
I think there are lots, considering I'm going to be a black woman going into the engineering field in a non-African country. Like, I already saw a photo from one of the schools I applied to of, like, the civil engineering class, and it was literally just white men, and then this other white chick, so...
There is no diversity in STEM, but, like, there are an increasingly number of, like, women getting into it, and if you research, like, you can, like, network with them, all that kind of stuff.
No, 100%. Like, most schools will have, like, women in engineering, black women in engineering societies and stuff, and I'm, yeah, but it's just,
that's
because
the
it's a
I'm
career,
afraid of. Yeah.
That
be the token?
I want to be the token black person to the point where I found an association where I'm going called Black Ladies in Bleep, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want a space where I'll be able to feel at home in a country that's not my home. And, like, hopefully a lot more Zimbabweans come to the country that I'm going in. Because I would really love to have a thing where it's, like, meet up once a month. Like, and it's just a Zoom meetup. Just to hear Shana, you know?
Right.
Just to, you know, see someone who knows where you come from, who knows what's happening at home. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, that's
it's the humor. I am so scared to not be around Zimbabweans.
Because Zimbabweans are funny.
No, the thing is, what I fear is, like, the black... You know when, like, a joke's really funny and you just have to...
I run away,
displace.
But all the white people will be like,
right?
Where the fuck you going?
Kimberly, would you simmer down for a minute?
You know the thing black people do when they start running when they run?
Yeah.
It's literally the most hype thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I love doing it, not gonna lie.
Like, sometimes I'll just, like, because of my accent, I can go anywhere. It's not fair,
that's
but that's
actually
just
very
how
true. If you talk to him, you'll be like, this is a white person. Like,
right?
I thought it was American for the longest. Like, Google's come from America? I asked him 5 times. In a matter of 5 days.
But I actually found a guy that talks like you. Yeah, I was supposed to send it to you. Like, he's black, but he talks like, you know, like,
I wanna know. Who is your brother, dude?
Can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers. Nobody watched Tarzan.
Why didn't you do choir?
Yeah,
dude, you're actually really good.
You're pretty decent.
Yeah.
Can you show me?
No, you're really good.
I actually forgot, like, the rest of the words to that song, but
yeah.
It's actually... Dude, Tarzan's soundtrack was...
But you be
yeah. I mean,
okay, but you don't get.
I think the one thing as well, like, coming with that is, like, we're about to be in a situation where we're financially independent, but not really.
Yeah,
you know, The other day, I actually wanted to tweet something because I had a fight with my dad, and I was like, "Damn, it sucks." Like, I hate that. Like, I'm so financially, like, dependent on him. I just need financial freedom because I can't be arguing with my source of income,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I cannot be arguing with my source of income, so it's just like, okay.
Like, I had a really big fight with my mom last week, and I'm just like, everything that I touch here belongs to her.
Literally. Like, our parents can kick us out at any moment. Yeah. If just,
we're over and, 18. And you just be like, yeah.
We are entitled to nothing anymore.
I have $46 in EcoCash to my name that I made by myself.
That's not even dollars, that's swell.
Oh, like, bro, that's $1 US, hey?
I have $1, right? The only morally consistent thing I can do is strip down and go into the streets where I can be my own man.
I'm still stuck in this mindset where I think it's 30 to like
work. Right?
But it's 45 now.
No, it went really, it went up like in a weekend. Gosh, right? And I was just like, oh.
Okay, I like stay inside now. Like being outside just stresses me out.
Okay, guys.
I spend money and I live
like I'm going to let you in on something.
Terrific.
Go to Hyphalese before it's too late.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because they're still very affordable.
We're running out of time. Those brownies.
But like, are you guys ready to be like independent?
I'm not ready yet, but to be weaned off, I'm ready to be weaned off. Like,
yeah, I've been on the breast milk for too long.
Yeah.
yesterday I went to the bank for the first time by myself. Yeah, I'm 18, get over it. And it's just like, whoa, dude, I'm signing this paper as a man. And it was like, I want to keep having those experiences. Like, yeah, you know, I am capable.
Yeah.
That's why I really enjoyed camp, not to dwell on school too much, but like that moment where you're like, hey, I'm capable of stuff. You know?
I think for me, it's more like my parents, as I mean, they do their best and I love them so much. But I feel like they are prone to coddling me. And it's not only my parents, it's my older brothers, it's my older cousins. Because like, we're seen as like the babies of the family. So if you want anything done all the time, it's like, okay, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be in like a position where like, Kim can make decisions for her, like for herself. You know what I'm saying? Like, where I can be like, okay, today I want to go grocery shopping. Today I know how I want to use my time. Cause like yesterday, that's what I had a fight about my dad about. I was literally doing something, and he was like, "No, come do this." I'm like, "You really think my time belongs to you? Is it?"
No.
Like, and he was like, "You're not gonna tell me this and this." And I was like, "Oh, okay, damn." Okay, I was like, "I'm gonna shut up. I ain't gonna deal with this in a couple of months." But you know what I'm saying?
Spend my money. I'm like, it's my money though, like. Don't tell me how to spend my money. And I'm like 19, being told how to spend your own money.
I remember this one time, my parents actually went off to like a wee for like the weekend or something like that. And before they went, my dad gave me his card and said, okay, go to the store and buy your own groceries. This is the first time I've gone there without a list. I was 19. I'm this old. Yeah, without a list. He just told me, whatever you need, just go buy. I walked in there and I was like, what do I actually need right now? Like, I went to the instant noodles aisle because I knew.
Yeah, but it's also like, gosh. If you think about it, we were in school until 18 and we started to ask, can I go to the bathroom? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
ask to urinate. Come on.
And in the study center, we're like, you're not bothering anybody.
I just left the study center, like, I'm going to shag.
Babies don't even ask. Babies just see. And we had to ask. What do you mean? Grown ass children had to ask to relieve themselves.
I'm 18. No. And I put my hand up in class. What? Ma'am, can I go to the bathroom?
And you know, sometimes they say no.
Yeah, and then I'm like, what? Are you going to deny
that moment and they say no?
I would piss myself as an adult because I can send it to them. You made me like this.
Guys, I'm dead.
How are you gonna deny me a grown ass? I can drink, I can drive, I can smoke, I can do whatever. Okay, no, not at the same time. I can do whatever, but not go to the bathroom. Now
that is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
That's quite rank.
But one thing that I realized is that it's okay, Panache. Like, they can't do it anymore.
Panache looks like she has like trauma from this whole
dead
time.
Like you said, but I don't know. I was about to say Ponate.
I don't know what it's in you. It's in your mind.
Panache,
but
Ponte,
it's okay.
I was looking at it. Like, being a child, or at least being under the care of somebody, takes out so much of the decision-making process that you don't even appreciate. Like, I just opened the fridge and two out of three times there's food there. Mm. Like, I've been having to cook for myself more and more. I'm just like, okay, I have two baby carrots and Nando's peri-peri sauce. What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Nah, but I think it's just noodles? Being creative. I feel like being in a position where you, yeah, and like being in a position where like when you're in a tight spot, you think more because you can't be like, "Mom, I'm syndrome." She'll be like, "What the fuck?" Like,
that is so.
So it's like I'm actually gonna have to move into a space where I'm really like like I've always been semi-independent, you know. Yeah. I mean, outside of school, I'm like, yes, I'm that bitch. But I go, like, mommy, you know what I'm saying?
You cut the crust off my sandwiches.
Okay, no,
I can cut the crust off myself now, mom.
What the?
No, but I don't do that.
But yeah, I think it's just moving into an entirely like different space mentally, emotionally, physically. Hopefully, I'm praying that Karen is done by like June.
I heard hopefully I'm pregnant by June.
Yeah, that's
what I said. I hope Corona is done. I don't want to be pregnant. There's only one person, person's not in the picture.
Karen. You seem like somebody who could actually like get pregnant and use the dowry money that follows to like launch a business.
I actually would. No, but then I think that's also because of like kind of the kind of man that I want in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want ambitious, you know, something. I don't want like, oh my gosh, Kim, you're the man in this relationship. No, B, no, we ain't doing that. But anyway, that's very off topic. So, are there any new things like people have watched this week? I mean, I thought we were going to talk about Queen Sono.
Shout out Bo Tusi, man.
I mean, like in the review section.
My WC every day, man.
Oh, we see you.
She's really pretty. Right?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
I finally got Netflix because I pay with my own money because I'm an adult who has...
My brother hacks into Netflix and got a free...
Yo, I saw this video where he's just like tapping shoes, bro.
Yeah, do you guys need it? No, from now on, I'm just going to wink at people instead of high-fiving them. Just like...
I can't wink to save my life.
Do you want to try?
Yeah.
Hey!
Guys, that's scary.
Yeah, I look like I'm spazzing out.
Pinashi, do you want to try for us? Kim?
I close my eyes. I like...
And Porte, one more?
Yeah. I don't actually know. I do it better with my
Can I have a redo?
Yeah, sure. It's so hard to
I can wink. I just close my eyes.
So yeah. Queen Sono.
It's really good. I think you guys should watch it. It's obviously, it's not perfect in the depiction, but it's the closest thing we have currently. Also, I've been watching more African movies made on Netflix. Shout out to Baby Mamas. I kind of like that, you know, that topic or that genre. Whatever. It's very cool. Although I don't want to be a baby mama in my life. I want to be a wife and a mother. But not a baby mama.
Like, talking about Queen Sono, like, yes. Like, I really do appreciate the depiction of sub-Saharan Africa. And the fact that there's that representation, which you really don't find on Netflix and in popular culture, television at all. But I just think that if you're going to put so much money into something, get better writers. Because I don't know if any of you guys have watched, or most of you have watched it.
Except for me.
Yeah, okay. But there's the way some of the dialogue is written and the way some things are said, it's kind of like nobody would say that. Like, it's a very westernized
idea
of what you'd expect Africa to be sometimes. Yeah.
Like, when siblings in shows are like, little brother, what are you doing?
Exactly. Like, that's what they
do. I'm gonna call my sister like this.
What this? Hey, what's up, big bro? No, dude, it's literally just, hey, what's up, fuck now?
Just literally like that.
It's like you disrespect them.
Dad should have pulled out.
But you still love them.
Yeah, exactly. I think
you should have been.
But
bro, it's literally just that.
But like, any other Netflix or book recommendations or anything?
I've been sleeping on Ugly Delicious.
You irritate me because I've been telling you about that show for fucking 2 years. Yeah. Me and Nick watch that show in mats every single day.
Yeah,
now please can you bleep out my screams?
I'm so sorry.
Quiet down.
Yeah,
because
that peaked the audio.
I watched a sad ass movie called All the Bright Places.
I'm not ready to watch this.
I'm not ready to watch that.
And it was a lot. It was beautiful though. It was a beautiful story and a beautiful, like, beautifully done.
Is someone sick? Because that's what
usually happens. Really, no, actually, but it was just really, really freaking sad.
What did I watch?
And very in line with the current narrative. Conversation that's going on in Zoom at the moment, so that's also
I'd be
want a sidebar?
I'd be watching Carnival Row, my gene.
Oh, I watched that show.
I need to finish that. I'm sick.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Yeesh. Yeah.
Joe, I love you.
It's okay, actually. It's an 8 out of 10 in terms of series. I just didn't like the premise.
I prefer The Witcher because it was kind of
scary. The Witcher
was really good.
It was really good.
Not really sad. I thought Kind of Horror was good.
No, it was really good. I just didn't like it.
The Witcher, though.
I watched Marriage Story.
That's overrated.
It's
I didn't even watch it because she got like an Oscar nomination. People were like, just because she's acting like a normal human being, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really weird because all that I saw the entire movie was Black Widow and Kylo Ren getting a divorce.
Yo.
Are they even the same person? Because that's Adam Driver. And
yeah.
Adam Driver is Kylo Ren.
Yes.
Wasn't Kylo Ren supposed to be like in his 20s?
Dude, he's... And Adam Driver has like this weird body. He looks has like a... from Minecraft. Dude. Like...
He has a box chest, man. I could do back every day, but my chest would never go that wide.
Like, legitimately, when he walks into doors, he just goes, ooh.
Dude.
But yeah, I guess that concludes our recommendations.
It's a perfect rectangle.
Book recommendations, Name of the Wind by Pat Rothfuss. So.
I'm still making my way through it because that is a long-ass book.
And do we have any shout-outs?
Oh yes, we do have shoutouts.
I want to shout out someone, but it's too ghetto to shout them out yet, so I won't.
Too ghetto.
Shout out that ghetto person Kim can't shout out right now.
I guess I'll shout out
you know Saint who
Victor is. and In and Out.
Because I don't know if he's actually gonna listen to this.
Still, it's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll try and drop links to everything we mentioned. Or we won't. I don't know.
Yeah. We're pretty lazy, so
F movies.
Just look it up on F movies. Or if you have Netflix, look it up on Netflix.
We have to take that off because like F movies kind of illegal.
What? There's no copyright law in this country. Like,
oh yeah.
There is.
No, they don't. They actually don't have.
A lady came and talked to us about all of that.
But that was, she was in South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, she talked about Zimbabwean law because she was referencing our law the whole time.
Who's gonna enforce it?
Because right? I went to when I went to this other law firm, they were saying like there's still no tech chapter in the actual constitution.
Yes.
And they were working on it.
Oh, okay.
The ones who are gonna enforce it, the police. They're not even looking at
They're in
the
town
road.
Buying films off of USB drives.
Exactly. No, at the barber shop.
Our lives, eh?
Y'all ever bought a white disc with a like movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the barber shop.
What's that thing with Jack Sparrow?
Yes. Oh.
You used to go to the flea market and just buy it like what?
But then there's this guy by Hillsville. He also sells like discs and stuff. That's why I used to buy my shit.
Right, I bought Tangled the one time. I was watching the movie and then I saw a guy move past. And that's when I realized this guy had a camera in the
cam.
It's the cam.
Did you guys ever buy a specific movie? It was like a Nigerian movie or like a Korean movie or something.
Guys, some shot of Nigerian movies. Me my childhood.
Even Indian movies. Thank you for globalizing. You know,
Cheetah Girls,
the cinema space. Anyway, we will catch you next week.
Maybe or not. Inside.
Wash your hands.
Wash
you
your hands.
Dirty pig.
You dirty.
20 seconds.
Chicks,
20 seconds.
Now every time I hear wash your hands, I have to remember that picture you showed me.
The one where he's like,
no, not. Oh, wait. Which one is it?
Bye. Yeah. Bye. We love you.
Goodbye, guys.